Waking Up Singapore. Gotta get up, up, up. The Big Show on Kiss 92. Gotta get up.
Good morning, Singapore. TGIF. It's Glenn and Angel with Shalini and Cheyenne. It's going to be a good day.
Of course. It is a good day because it's Friday, and that means it's all about food. It is Makan Sutra Friday with KFC to on The Big Show and The Big Show TV. We also had the Battle of the Brands, which is also about food. There's also a chance for you to win some food like pizzas, as well as a $100 dining voucher to Summer Hill. Yep. So a lot of food involved in this Friday's show.
That's right.
As always.
I'm looking forward to seeing Sito, actually. I haven't seen him in a while. Last week was a holiday, man.
This is true. Yeah. So we haven't seen him for a couple of weeks. Anyway, coming
You've had enough of him, is it?
No. Don't put words in my mouth. All right, coming
and
up.
And FD is still injured.
FD is still injured. I think he's taking the weekend to rest just to make sure that his back sort of hopefully readjusts.
It's confirmed now, right? I mean, has he confirmed that it's a slip disc?
No, still not.
Oh, no, it's not confirmed.
Still not. Yeah, it's
who's his doctor?
Most likely a slip disc.
Who's his doctor?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't go to his doctor, actually.
We'll find out.
After a few x-rays, they still don't know.
They don't know. It's still most likely a slip disc.
Which kampung doctor is this?
One under his block. Okay, no. Let's talk about the good and bad of AI coming up next.
All right. Here's Nathan Atono to kick things off. Infinity on Kiss 92. TGIF.
Okay,
I think I'm losing my voice.
I think so.
I was shouting on the golf course yesterday. I don't know why.
Why? Who were you shouting at?
And lots of beer and whiskey. Maybe it's the whiskey.
It's probably.
Oh, and you know, I went to New Ubin Seafood yesterday.
So you had to go to Pulau Ubin for this?
No. New Ubin Seafood is located at the Metropolitan YMCA at Stevens Road. Yes, it's inside, so it's air conditioned.
Oh, YWCA?
No.
YMCA. On Stevens Road. I thought that was the YWCA.
Everything to you is W. No,
no, no, no, no. No.
I'm talking about the Young Men's Christians Association or whatever it's called.
I thought the one along Stevens Road was YMCA. Okay, stop it.
Is there a YWCA?
No, there's
okay. No. So anyway, New Ubin Seafood, and I had this thing, this fish roe with petai.
I saw your stories.
Oh my goodness. And then soup kambing and all. So it's all the heaty stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then with like whiskey, right? And then now I feel like I'm losing my voice.
Isn't pad thai known to do something as well? Like, isn't it like a...
Like the smell of my pee right now?
It's something like that. That's asparagus.
No.
It's pad thai?
Pad thai.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Anyway. All right, can I do my story? Can I talk about AI? Or you still want to talk about Ubin? Now we can talk about AI later.
I feel it's like I wanted to say something
okay,
else.
Okay.
But I've forgotten now.
Of course, because I always interrupt you.
So please carry on.
Okay, let's talk about the good and bad of AI. There are a couple of stories in today's Straits Times. One is about Aaron Aziz. Our Singaporean actor. He's now based in Malaysia.
I haven't seen him in ages,
because
man.
He's based in Malaysia.
Good guy.
He's just filed police reports over AI-generated ads using his face and voice. So what happened was he came across a couple of TikTok and maybe Instagram posts where his face was used to sell T-shirts.
Oh.
And these T-shirts obviously are a scam. And they're only being sold for ₱1.
And that pretty face will sell
T-shirts.
T-shirts, for sure.
So he's just filed that report, and hopefully he can stop the people selling his T-shirts. He went as far as to go to the manufacturer that was printing the T-shirts, who said they couldn't do anything. I mean, if they're being paid to print the T-shirts, then they have to print the T-shirts, right? The other story is how Bengali cinema, now I'm not sure if in Calcutta it's called Hollywood as well, but their cinema world is actually using AI to bring back the dead.
Oh.
So this particular...
How morbid.
To bring back the dead to sort of reignite the love for these stars, who, in particular, this one star, legendary actor Uttam Kumar, he is back on screen 4 decades after his death. So he actually portrays, he doesn't portray a real person, he actually portrays a ghost who talks to a character
in the movie. Oh my goodness, that's even worse.
But I think for things like cinema, for people that knew about legends, you know, like, I don't know, name me a legend, say a Marlon Brando or Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay.
You know, for the youth of today who have heard of these stars but have never actually watched them, I think it's really interesting to use AI like that. Now, they're not pretending that he's alive. They're admitting he's no longer around. So they're portraying him as a ghost. So I think it's cool. I think use of AI like that is cool. I think use of AI in terms of manipulating somebody else is not cool. So there are Aaron Aziz. So there are pros and cons. Anyway, those couple of stories are in the Straits Times today.
Trending quickies coming up at 6:18.
What's hot? and what's not. Trending
now. Glenn's Trending Quickies.
This was like the dumbest thing I read yesterday. In Germany. In Germany, thank goodness, only in Germany. Adidas has banned the number 44 on any soccer jersey.
Oh.
Because the two numbers in the league font look too similar to the SS logo from World War II.
It is a sensitive topic.
Lewis Hamilton is number 44.
Yeah, but
on a Mercedes Formula One car.
A German car, yes. Well, not for long.
Exactly. A bit sensitive, right?
It was a tough period for them, so, you know, I understand.
It was a tough period for them.
Well, it's let
okay,
it go.
Okay. They ranked the best airport food in the world, and at the top of the list, the Jewel Changi Airport, Singapore.
Nice. Very nice.
There in the world, man.
You know, I went to Jewel the other day for the second time in my life, and I found Green Dot Premier. So Green Dot is like a vegetarian restaurant, right? But this one's a little notch up. I'm so happy that they have like a good vegetarian option there in Jewel.
Ask me what my favorite is at Jewel.
What?
Shake Shack.
Okay.
All right. Lizzo's social media outburst last Friday when she said, "I quit," was not about music. She explains it was aimed at her critics and that she's not going to let them win.
Okay. Good
so
for her.
So she hasn't really quit.
Okay.
Actress Anya Taylor-Joy has confirmed she secretly got married to her partner Malcolm McRae in New Orleans in 2022. My goodness, 2 years ago.
Yep.
And of course, we know her from The Queen's Gambit.
And I think she got married on April Fool's Day or something.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay. Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch are going to redo the comedy The War of the Roses. Remember that one?
Yes.
The original goes back to 1989 and starred Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas. Douglas.
Yeah. Oh, they'll
so be
good in
Olivia
it.
It's going to be Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's going to be a good one.
And finally, Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for its 21st season.
I have never even watched one episode.
It was very good. I think I watched the first two seasons or whatever, but it's 21 seasons.
Is it the same girl that's leading it then?
No, she's not in there
anymore. She's not there anymore. Yeah. Okay.
And that would do it for Trending Quickies. Good Friday morning to you. It's Glenn and Angel.
All right, it's time to jump on my couch. It is Angel's couch. I'm going to give you all the details about what you can binge watch this weekend. So let's get Netflix out of the way first. And for all you Carrie Bradshaw fans, good news, because all six seasons of Sex and the City are out now. So you can binge watch your weekend away.
Sure, that's exciting for many people.
It is, it is.
Because it brings back many memories.
Many memories, yeah. It's so much fun to watch. Okay, over on Disney Plus, this is something I watched last week, Next Goal Wins. Now, this is about Dutch-American coach Thomas Rongen's efforts to lead the American Samoa national football team, considered one of the weakest soccer teams in the world, to qualification for the 2014 FIFA World Cup. Now, how weak are they? They have never scored a goal and lost 31-0 to Australia in the qualifiers in 2001.
Oh, wow.
31 goals, can you imagine? The film stars Michael Fassbender as the coach. And finally, on Amazon Prime, this is something that just premiered, is Mother's Instinct. Now, it's set in suburban America in the 60s, where Alice and Celine are two mothers with sons of a similar age and their next-door neighbors as well. Now, Alice stages a surprise party for Celine's birthday, during which tensions between Alice and her husband Simon become apparent. Now, the next day, Celine's son Max stays home sick from school. Now, Alice, the next door neighbor, notices him trying to construct a birdhouse that was given to him as a gift on a high porch in a precarious position. Now, she attempts to alert his mother Celine to the danger, but the two are unable to act quickly enough and Max falls off the porch to his death.
Oh.
This is a psychological thriller starring Jessica Chastain and Anne Hathaway. So you know this is going to be a good one. Now, that's on Amazon Prime. Just premiered. It's a 2024 movie. I'm putting the list of what I just mentioned up on our Facebook page. It's Kiss 92FM.
Waking up Singapore. Gotta get up. The Big Show on Kiss 92. Gotta get up.
TGIF. It's Glenn and Angel and Shalini and Cheyenne right here on The Big Show. FD is still on MC. He'll probably be back on Monday.
Yes, we hope he recovers quickly. And coming up, a chance for you to win a $100 dining voucher from Summer Hill. Now, they're all about comfort food served with a French touch. If you want to check them out, they're located at Claymore Connect. That's our prize for Breakfast Bingo. Mm-hmm. It's the final chance for you to win that. And we also have that amazing Domino's party set worth $104. Now, this consists of 6 large pizzas. And your chance to win that comes with Battle of the Brands.
That's right. Fast Food Fight Week ends with Mos Burger versus A&W. I'm telling you this early. Just keep on sending your voice notes, okay, to win that fabulous prize from Domino's Pizza. Mos Burger versus A&W. Voice notes, please. 8855-0920. Also coming up on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, KFC to because it's Makan Sutra Friday. Lil Nas 10 Montero here.
X.
Yeah, but I just found out that X actually stands for 10.
Of course, in Roman numerals.
Yes.
But okay.
Lil Nas X. Yeah, but the X stands for 10. I'm just telling you that.
I know that. But oh, you mean for his name?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. I didn't know that.
Well, I just made that up.
Okay.
Okay. It's time to play Breakfast Bingo.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
Oh, gotcha. But where's the Flying Dutchman?
Gotcha.
Yes, always lying. Anyway, Breakfast Bingo, it's your time to call in. I'm going to give you 5 clues starting with the letters B-I-N-G-O. And all you have to do is guess those 5 clues by giving me 5 words. And for that, you stand a chance to win a $100 dining voucher from Summer Hill. They're located at Claymore Connect. You can find out more at summerhill.sg. Now, what you can expect from their menu is lots of stuff, including their signature classic roast chicken, which features a fresh herb and garlic butter, which is tucked under the crispy chicken skin.
Ooh.
And that chicken has been marinated for over 2 days. So it's going to be succulent, it's going to be fall off the bone, and it's going to be super tasty. $100 from Summer Hill for you to win.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
What Flying Dutchman?
Where is he?
Auntie Angel.
Hey, oh no, careful now with the auntie.
I mean Angel.
Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning.
Hello, Jacob.
Morning. Hey, Jacob, how old are you?
9.
Okay, Jacob, you have your daddy with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so both of you are going to be playing. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I'm going to give you 5 words. The words will start with B-I-N-G-O, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry, okay, Jacob. If your father is of no help, don't worry. Cheche, Angel, and Coco Glenn will help you, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
If you need help, man, just say help, and then we will help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Are you ready to go? Your time starts now. The opposite of narrow is?
Broad.
Broad. If something is not boring, it is?
Interesting.
We wake up early, which means we need to sleep early at?
Night.
Her name is Ariana and her surname is? Ariana?
Say help.
Help.
Grande. Now, your last letter is O. The largest bird in the world is an?
Ostrich.
Yes! Yes! Well done, Jacob. You and Daddy are off to Summer Hill to enjoy that $100 dining voucher. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jacob, you know what your name reminds me of? Cream crackers.
Jacob, cream crackers. Well done, Jacob. Have a lovely weekend ahead.
Bye.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You, Yong Hao, as well, for listening to KISS 92.
Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top 5.
Top 5 signs. These are your first ever tennis lessons.
Okay. I've never taken tennis lessons, so this will be good. At number 5.
I hate to break this to you, but that's a mosquito zapping racket you're holding on to.
I love those things. At number 4.
You ask if they have no double fault insurance.
Okay, I didn't get that. At number 3, no, I don't know tennis terms.
Because, I mean, double fault is not a good thing.
Oh, okay.
So because you're new, you'll be having double faults all the time.
And so they won't insure you. No, absolutely not. Okay, got it. At number 3.
When someone said the word racket, you thought there was a mob connection.
Okay, at number two.
You ask, do they have a name for these balls?
And the top sign that these are your first ever tennis lessons.
You show up with a golf club. Charlie Puth featuring Kehlani, done for me right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Thank you so much for having us on this very nice Friday morning. The weekend is upon us.
And it's your chance to win this final Domino's party set consisting of six large pizzas worth $104.
You're like in a hurry to get into
this. I am, of course. Yeah, because everyone's waiting to find out what your brands are, although some people have already heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moss Burger versus A&W. I can tell you that KFC Tito will vote for A&W.
I like A&W for it
for
being
sentimental
traditional.
Reasons.
Yeah. I'd say Moss Burger in terms of burgers, but A&W, okay, no, I'm going to go with A&W.
Yeah. Only, but have you tried
the burgers at Moss Burger? Yes.
They've got a nice hot dog as well.
They've got rice burgers as well. They've got a very Japanese sort of inspired burgers.
So you see, the reason why I'm pitting Moss Burger against A&W is because Moss Burger actually has a Coney dog as well.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
And so does A&W.
Yes. A&W is so very famous for their Coney dogs.
Yes.
But I feel like the Coney dogs are not quite up to standard.
No. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
But you know, my memory of A&W was when they had a drive-through along Bukit Timah Road.
Mm.
And before, we used to pick my brother up at ACS on Barker Road. We used to drive through. And
hey, your brother was from ACS?
Yes, Barker Road.
But I see a gangster.
No.
Let me just tell you, if I talk to all my ACS friends, okay, all of them will say, yes, I'm a gangster.
No, he's not.
It's okay.
My dad was from ACS as well.
It's cooler to say you're a gangster.
Not really. I don't think so.
I'm telling you, okay, if you're an ACS boy, please leave us a voice note, 88550920. Do you want to be considered a gangster or not?
Okay. Anyway, I was telling you my childhood story about A&W. Do you remember the one along Bukit Timah Road where you would drive in and it's not a drive-through pickup? You would park in the car park and they would hook the trays onto the windows. That's, you don't remember
before
that?
Before my time.
No, what rubbish, you're older than me. They used to hook it, and then you used to sit in the car and you used to eat.
Yes, I remember.
And then they would take you would put the trays back.
These days, if you do that in my car, I'm like, get away from my car. You're going to be...
We can't eat in your
car?
You're
going to be damaging my car, slotting that in.
It's no longer like that, right? But it was so much fun. Anyway, let us know, A&W or Moss Burger, which is your choice, 88550920.
Swedish House Mafia featuring John Martin, Don't You Worry, Child, right here on Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. You know, when I hear or look at the word Swedish House Mafia,
guess what
I'm thinking of?
What are you thinking of?
Swedish meatballs.
Ah, IKEA then.
Yeah. It is, after all, Makan Sutra Friday. Stand by for KFC Tito. He's coming up at 8 a.m. on The Big Show and The Big Show TV. But right now it's time to do this.
Glenn's Impossible Question.
39% of people say they take this with them wherever they go. What is it?
Me?
39% of people say they take this with... Pasien.
Okay.
39% of people say... You know why I'm speaking Mandarin?
No.
I'm inspired by those money laundering people who have gone to jail.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Or not.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
39% of people say they take this with them wherever they go. What is it? Cheyenne Lim.
A lip balm.
Okay, very good guess, but not the answer I'm looking for. Okay. Charlene Susan?
She's still trying to get to the microphone.
Sounds like you were swimming, no? And now you're coming out of the pool.
My
and
leg
approaching.
Got stuck.
She got stuck among the wires.
Oh my god, can you come back to me, please? After all that.
Okay. Yeah. 39% of people say they take this with them wherever they go. Angel.
A family photograph.
Good guess as well, but not the answer I'm looking for. Back to you, Shalini Susan.
A stuffed toy.
good guess, but no one's got it today. 39% of people say they take this with them wherever they go. What is it? Water, of course.
Water?
Water.
I thought it'd be more.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
That's why it's the impossible question.
Okay.
I cheat you guys sometimes. Okay, headline news and sports up next.
Here's something just for you. Something beautiful will grow from all that you're currently going through. Stay hopeful. And remember, KISS loves you. XOXO.
Waking up Singapore. Gotta get up. The Big Show on KISS 92. Gotta get up.
Let's go. All right, it's Fast Food Fight Week. And we began on Monday with McDonald's versus Burger King, and then there was Shake Shack versus Five Guys, Popeyes versus KFC. Yesterday it was Jollibee versus Arnold's, and today it's Mos Burger versus A&W.
Yeah, and this is your chance to win a Domino's party set consisting of 6 large pizzas worth $104. If you missed the news, they did launch their new toppings, the satay chicken pizza and the satay beef pizza, just this week, and they suggest that you also get their lip-smacking cheese volcano dip if you order those pizzas for an extra spice. Yeah, so we're looking for voice notes, aren't
we? You know, I think A&W, right, has been around for a long, long time. I think one of our first fast food joints in Singapore was A&W.
It could have been, and they were serving glasses. Do you remember the A&W mugs with the float?
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to collect those mugs because I think you could purchase them or get them with a meal or something like that.
Yeah.
They had the A&W mugs. I might have something in my cupboard, the back of my cupboard, like way back. I think so. Yeah, I think, either me or my mom. Yeah, so drop us a voice note, 8855-0920. What would be your choice, Mos Burger or A&W?
Hello, good morning. I prefer Mos Burger so that I can eat at least 3 or 4 burgers.
Oh, wow. Are they that small? Okay.
They're not that small.
Okay.
But they're not heavy.
Maybe he's hungry.
Burgers. Oh, I really didn't understand that. I've had Mos Burgers before, and quite frankly, they are, depending on what you order, quite filling.
Quite filling, yeah.
How does he have 3?
He was hungry.
Big guy, I think.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. KISS 92. Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Angel.
Morning.
FD, take care. I'm Bala here.
Hi, Bala.
Okay, for me, I will go to I will vote for A&W because that is my first job when I was something like 15, 16. Yeah, we have the drive-thru, the 12 parking lot there. Yeah, it's quite amazing. For me, it's A&W because I think there's a first fast food that, established in Singapore. For me, A&W.
So that was the Bukit Timah Road one I think he was talking about, yeah.
I think many people are sentimental about this A&W. Brand, A&W.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we've got another voice note.
Hi, guys. Good morning to you. My name is Go here. It's definitely A&W because I was young. A&W is my first ever fast food meal in Clementi.
Wow.
So I just looked it up. Singapore saw the rise of fast food in the 70s, but in 1968, the first fast food chain, the A&W Family Restaurant, opened up here, and it was at the MSA building. I don't know where the MSA building is.
MSA building? No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But wow, 2 years before I was born.
1968. That's a long time ago.
That's crazy.
More voice notes?
Hi. They are definitely gangsters in ACS, for sure. I was ACS boy, but I was the one being picked on. So no, I'm not a gangster.
Okay, that had nothing to do with A&W and Mos Burger.
Okay, just so you know why that person sent in a voice note. Well, earlier on, I was talking about, we were talking about ACS and all that, and I said, you know what, I think that the ACS boys would rather be considered gangsters than not, you know, and obviously, he's proven me wrong.
He's an ACS boy. Okay.
Yeah, he's an ACS boy. He's not a gangster.
Let's get back to A&W and Mos Burger. No more voice notes. Okay.
Keep those voice notes coming in. 8855-0920. It is Fast Food Fight Week. And today, it's Mos Burger versus A&W. And the score currently stands at 2 to A&W, 1 to Mos Burger.
That's right. Drop us a voice note. And you could just be taking home with you a Domino's party set consisting of 6 large pizzas worth $104. Now, remember, you can place your orders over-the-counter island-wide or via the Domino's Singapore website or app for delivery and self-pickup.
All right. We have 5 voice notes. votes right now.
Big Show. Mos Burger has a good variety of items. They've got bread burgers, rice burgers, soups and shrimps and all. But A&W is still the OG root beer float in Singapore. And it's an institution, that root beer. You cannot find, or at least I have not found any root beer that tastes like A&W root beer float. Although the quality has dropped, its taste is still distinct. So my vote still goes to A&W. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that.
You hear that, A&W? Your standard has dropped. I mean, many people have said that. But why, right?
But not the root beer floats, just the burgers and the food.
I mean, we're not like knocking you guys.
No, absolutely
but
not.
That's basically the feedback. So we hope you appreciate the feedback.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, we've got one more voice note.
Mos Burger.
Hello? Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Man of few words.
Three more voice notes.
Okay.
Hi, Glenn and Angel. Good morning. This is Mr. Tay. Well, definitely, I mean, it's no comparison. Take the exit on the left. We are talking about A&W. I mean, they are more associated with the A&W root beer and the famous Coney Dog. I mean, for me, anytime. I mean, even burger, if I have a choice, I will still not take burger at A&W. Oh, in fact, Mos Burger, it's a bit too sweet. So therefore, all the way for A&W, Coney Dog, and A&W, their root beer.
Mos Burger is Japanese, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's why you've got that little sweetness as well.
Mm. But you know, the A&W Coney Dog, right, was a heavyweight before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lightweight now.
I think so, yeah.
That's the problem.
But I mean, A&W is the OG of Singapore fast food restaurants. It opened in 1970. Imagine that.
It is.
1970.
Let me just say, if I had taken over the A&W franchise, it would be like the way it was before.
Okay.
Now everything seems so...
Yeah, it's a tough challenge because so many other players have come on board, right? Mm. So, yeah, hopefully A&W can last longer. Keep those voice... Oh, we still have voice notes.
Yes, okay. Two voice notes. Two more voice notes. Let's go.
Morning. I would say Mos Burger because I hate fish fillet burgers, but Mos Burger fish fillet burger is the best that I've tried. And A&W is not... Actually, I don't think there's A&W in my area. So I've only had A&W once, and it was kind of meh.
It was kind of meh.
Meh. I like that.
Okay, more voice notes.
Hello, good morning. Today, if I want to eat burgers, definitely I'll choose Mos Burger because of the rice burger and the teriyaki chicken burger that they have. But however, my vote today will have to go to A&W because they have the real fix for craving for me. And that will be the waffle and the root beer float.
Ooh.
Yep.
Waffles. I forgot they had waffles. No, they did.
Huh.
With ice cream. I remember that.
But now?
Well, clearly they still do.
Yeah. I mean, like that lady, she didn't mention a name. I don't think I have an A&W close by, you know, so...
Yeah, I think they have less
outlets. So we're not exposed to A&W very much.
As much, yeah. So keep those voice notes coming in. Right now it's A&W 4, Mos Burger 3, 8855-0920 is our number.
It's 919. Battle of the Brands, Mos Burger versus A&W.
That's right, it's A&W 4, Mos Burger 3. We are encouraging your voice notes to come in, 8855-0920. Well, we have a couple of people who have taken the time to type in. Someone said, definitely Mos Burger. The fries are great. Burger tastes better.
Okay.
A&W is only good for their root beer float served in their chilled mug. The food served in A&W has always been below par, according to this person. And that's why they've gone out of business twice here already.
They have?
I only know once. Is it twice?
Wow, okay.
Okay, did
so
not
they've
know
left
that.
And then come back again.
And then left and then come back again. Well, hopefully third time's a charm, right? So that's one to Mos Burger, evening it out. Daniel has also said, Mos Burger any day, the clam chowder is good and you feel less guilty compared to A&W. So he's saying like Mos Burger feels a little bit healthier.
Mm. Okay. Cheyenne likes Mos Burger.
She loves Mos Burger, though her vote doesn't count.
I quite like Mos Burger as well.
I do.
The Sukune Burger, I like that.
The Sukune, what's
Sukune
is that fish?
Sukune Burger or something.
Is that fish?
It's like beef. with rice.
With so rice, right. Okay, so it's 5-4 right now. Mos Burger is in the lead.
Remember, your text messages count as far as the votes are concerned, but unfortunately, you're not eligible for the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Keep those voice notes coming in. 8855-0920 Mos Burger versus A&W.
Amos likes Mos Burger. Oh, Mos Burger. Wow, especially the butterfly prawns with chili. Best. And onion rings are also not bad. But root beer float also very nice. But I'll still go for Mos Burger.
And it is Battle of the Brands. It's Mos Burger versus A&W. Currently, it stands at 6 to Mos Burger and 4 to A&W. Let's play some voice notes.
Good morning, Big Show. Good morning to you, Glenn. Good morning to you, Angel.
Morning.
And get well soon, FD.
Thank you.
Funny how you injured your back after the show with intimacy and relationship. Anyway, back to the topic. A&W is like the ex who wants to come back. But all she can offer you is a cold, cold, very, very cold cup of root beer float that doesn't get you high.
Oh, wow.
Or float my boat anymore. Whereas, you know, Mos Burger with the hot, hot cup of corn soup, comforting, and you can add a bit of spice with pepper. So my choice goes to Mos Burger.
I love that. Love your analogies. Okay, so that's 1 to Mos Burger. More voice notes?
Morning Kiss 92. It's definitely A&W. Wow, from Bedok Library to Changi Airport, since young, school dating, get married. I'm always loving A&W, especially their curly fries, their frosty mug with ice cream, their waffles. Wow, definitely A&W.
Okay, A&W it is. We've got more.
Hi, Keys 92. I prefer Mos Burger because it has a larger variety of burgers like Natsumi burgers, rice burgers, and all sorts of chicken burgers, which is much more larger variety compared to the A&W, which is mainly American fast food style. Only thing that I will go to A&W is for the root beer, but nowadays you can buy the canned root beer anywhere in the supermarket, so it's nothing really special, and you can make it up with your own ice cream on top. So my vote goes for Mos Burger.
Yes, you can make your own root beer float at home, but what's the point when they can serve it to you in that lovely frosted mug? Any more voice notes?
Good morning, Keys 92. My vote goes to Mos Burger because I like the rice burger that is only available at Mos and no other fast food chains in Singapore.
This is true. Currently, it stands at 9-5. Do we have any more voice notes? One last one. Okay, let's listen to this.
Morning, Glenn. Morning, Angel. My name is Spencer. So, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. I don't want to go into details of the menu, but my choice will be definitely A&W. Cheers.
But it's the details that we want. Okay, I tell you what, that's all the time we have for voice notes. Thank you so much for messaging in and for dropping us your voice notes. We're going to take some time and pick ourselves a winner. We'll be right back.
Somebody that I used to know, Gautier featuring Kimbra. There's just something about that song that's
so happy.
So nice.
I love that song. I love the beat of it and just the sound of it. It's a happy song. Okay, thank you so much to KFC for joining us from Baekje Market, which I found out means Whitebridge. If you missed anything on the show today, you know you can always download the audio app that's spelled A-W-E-D-I-O or head to our YouTube and Facebook channels to catch the Big Show TV.
Okay, so Battle of the Brands.
Yes.
Mos Burger versus A&W.
Yep.
The moment of truth has arrived.
We battled it out and via our voice notes, Mos Burger and messages, Mos Burger beat A&W. So Mos Burger went away with 9 points and A&W with 6.
Oh, wow. 9-6.
Yeah,
9-6. Okay, and as far as our Instagram poll is concerned, Mos Burger, 62%, A&W, 38%. So it's pretty much accurate.
It's Mos Burger for the win today. And we also had to pick ourselves the winning voice note. And today's winner is...
Well, according to this little note that I have here, I'll announce the winner. Tommy Lee.
Good morning, Big Show. Good morning to you, Glenn. Good morning to you, Angel. And get well soon, FD. Funny how you injured your back after the show with intimacy and relationship. Anyway, back to the topic. A&W is like the ex who wants to come back, but all she can offer you is a cold, cold, very, very cold cup of root beer float that doesn't get you high or float my boat anymore. Whereas, you know, Mos Burger, with the hot, hot cup of corn soup, comforting, and you can add a bit of spice with pepper. So my choice goes to Mos Burger.
Okay. Cold heart versus a warm cup of soup.
Well done. Congratulations, Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
You're getting that whole Domino's party pack.
That's right. Six large pizzas worth $104 is coming your way.
Okay, we've got another prize to give away, and this is a pair of invites to the special screening of Civil War happening at PLQ IMAX on the 12th of April. That's a Friday. Is that next Friday?
Next week, yeah.
Yes, next Friday. Screening time, 9:20 p.m. All right, we asked you to basically WhatsApp Civil War along with your name to 88550920. And the winner for these Civil War passes for this exclusive KISS 92 screening, Azza Anwar. Congratulations, Azza.
Congratulations, Azza. Enjoy yourself at that screening next Friday.
Enjoy the movie. Coming up, headline news and sports. This has been Glenn and Angel on The Big Show.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
KISS 92.